Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 145, verses 14 through 21. Psalm 145, 14 through 21 says, "The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever." If you're with us last Saturday, we looked at how we are to be worshiping God. That's what the Bible told us last Saturday in Psalm 145, verses 10 through 13. But now we're going to continue that, looking at what God says here in verses 14 through 21. We're to continue our study on what it means to worship God. If you were with us last Saturday, like I said, we looked at the fact that worshiping God is by declaring his praise and telling other people about him, singing to him, and submitting to him. Well, we also worship God, according to these verses, by turning to God for everything. When we live independently of God, we worship ourselves. We're to turn to him in our dependence, but not only for salvation, but also provision and wisdom and companionship. We're going to deal with that companionship in just a little bit today, but I want you to understand something. The Bible actually says that God is our friend. That's a hard one for us. He's our friend. Listen to James chapter 2, verse 23. It says, "The scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God." Let me read that to you again. James 2, 23. "And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God." When was he called a friend of God? Well, in Isaiah 41, verse 8, listen to what it says here. "But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend." Now, I have to be honest with you, folks. As I meditate on that, it's hard for my brain to wrap around it. We always look at the fact that we're supposed to be friends of God. But here, the Bible says that Abraham was actually God's friend. Isn't that interesting? God sees us as his friends. In John chapter 15, listen to verses 13 through 15. Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And you're my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you." We know that after Jesus rose from the dead, he even had the angel say, and he also said, "Go call my brothers." Romans 8 tells us that we're co-heirs with Christ. We're brothers and sisters. We're children of God, just like Jesus, and is also God and the Son of God. Listen, this is mind-blowing stuff, but the Bible says we're to worship him by depending on him for everything. And do you want to know why you can depend on him for everything? Because if you are in Christ, if he has reconciled you to himself by the death of his Son, you're his friend. He's your friend. You can trust him. He has your best interest at heart. He's not a friend that's going to turn on you. He's not a friend that's going to betray you like man does. He's not like man. And he says, "I am for you. And if I'm for you, who can be against you?" And if you question whether or not I'm for you, God says, look at the cross. If God didn't spare his own Son, how will he not also with him give us everything we need? Folks, today, I want you to worship him by depending on him wholly and doing what he says and trusting him and enjoying his friendship. The Bible says that we are to enjoy God. We're to worship God by enjoying him forever. Let me ask you today, are you worshiping God in the way he wants you to? Do you see him as your friend? Do you understand he's your friend? And do you trust him and love him? I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.